You say, that's you. All right. Where's my... I want somebody young that can come up these stairs. Amen. All right, come here. Come here, Timothy Jr. I can go in with these. You see them, don't you? Now, I can go in every room that I desire to go into with these keys, right? Here you go, Tim. Now, what can he do now? Why? He can go in any room I can go in. Why? He got the keys. Thank you, sir. I had another one, but that'll do. You can be seated for now. I want you to hear this now, and we're getting ready to start baptizing. He said, first of all, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, right? Secondly, he said, and these signs shall follow who? Them that believe. And I ask you, how many believers we have in the house, right? How many believers we have in the house? These signs shall follow who? Them that believe. And you say you're a believer. Now watch this. In my name, with this set of keys, anybody in this building can go in any room they want to go. Why? They got the keys. You don't need no title to go in that room. Are you getting it? All you need is what? That's all you need is a key, right? Jesus said, the believer, in my name, you will do what? Come on. You will do what? Cast out devil. You don't need somebody with a title to cast the devil out. You got the name. You got the key. If you use the key, that key unlocked the door. If you use the name, the devil got to go. How many times have I used the key? Every time I come to the building, if the door locked, I take the key, and the key opens the door. Every time a devil shows up, you got the name, you take the name, you put him on the run. You have the key. So, he said, I want to finish this real quick. Once you believe, you have to be baptized in water. Jesus gave us the illustration of that in the third chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. I'm not going to turn that and read it. John baptized me. John said, I'm not even worthy to do what? Stand to stoop down and lace your shoe. He said, suffer to be so. Jesus was baptized what? In water. Why? I don't have a lot of time, but let me just tell you what it is. You can search it out if you want to do some more research on it. Baptized in water. What did this mean? What he was doing, an outward illustration for you to see what happened to you in the realm of the spirit where your eyes couldn't see. What happened? When water, you're baptized in water, because some people think water saved you, but no. Water was here before Jesus became the Son of, before Jesus was the Son of Man, right? Check out Genesis and you'll find out they had several different rivers, lakes, right? So the water is not what's saving you, but it's an illustration of what's happening to you. So water is about the easiest thing you can bury a person in and bring him back up without killing him. And you can see it while it's happening. Jesus saying, the water baptism represents you died to this world, you're buried, and you're raised up to a new life. That's what happened to you. And because you are a believer, you're willing to be what? Baptized in water to show the world, I've died to the world. The world no longer owns me. The world no longer controls me. I am under the control, the leadership of another kingdom, another Lord. And his name is Jesus. And he gave me his name so when that world of darkness tried to come and rule me, I got the name to stop him. The blood to keep me. Grace to compel me. What I mean by that, to empower me to do what the word says. And faith to act on the word. So water baptism is I'm willing to go through this to show the world that I'm no longer a citizen of the world, but I'm a citizen of another kingdom. Can we pray? Can we say praise the Lord? One more little thing. Hallelujah. Let me do this real quick. We doing real good. It's just 11 o'clock now. One more little thing. Because we have, it says in Acts, I'll just read this one, but I got to get to the 8th chapter, or the actually 10th chapter. Acts 2:37 and 39, this is what Peter said. Now when they heard this, they was pricked in the heart. And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and your children, and to it all that are far off, even as many as the Lord thy God shall call. Here's what I want to get. And I read it, and I want to show you something. Listen real carefully. While Peter yet, this is Acts 10, 44 through 47. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them, which heard the word. What happened when they heard the word? The Holy Ghost fell on them. And they are the circumcision which believed was astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? For to save time, let me say it like this. You can receive the Holy Ghost before you get baptized in water. You can receive the Holy Ghost coming up out of the water. Or you can receive the Holy Ghost after you have been baptized in water. We see here, these people, this Cornelius household, received the Holy Ghost before they were baptized. So when they heard the word, they got saved while Peter was still preaching and got filled with the Holy Ghost at the same time. And you have all kind of stuff going on. I'm just going to tell you what Jesus said. If you're a born again believer, you ought to go to the next step and get filled with the Holy Ghost, because that's your friend. Because Jesus promised to send a comforter, didn't he? Amen. So you can receive the Holy Ghost when? Before you're baptized in water. You can receive the Holy Ghost while you've been baptized in water, or you can receive the Holy Ghost when? After. Water, it means we're willing to show to the world that we have died to the world. We have been raised to a new life. Can we say praise the Lord? Can we say praise the Lord?